Well, today on Nation, a Window Cleaners podcast, we're talking all about EDDM. That is the Every Door Direct Mail campaign from the post office. If you're looking at doing mail, if you're in window cleaning or anything, and you just want to know a little bit more, we'll dive into it. So stay tuned to WCR Nation. What's up, everybody? Jersey here from windowcleaner.com, and you are here. What is up? By the way, I want to start by just saying you guys have been killing it by getting me orders and letting me place your orders and putting things in. And man, spring is sprung for a lot of you, hopefully for most of you. But I just want to say thank you to start off from all of you who let me put your orders in. We'll get to that later. But I want to say thank you to Jordan Stewart, of course. Robert McElroy, Donnie Myers, you guys are absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for everything and your support and your orders. Anyway, okay, so if you don't know what EDDM is, it is Every Door Direct Mail, EDDM. Now, this is a package program, that the post office has. And basically what it is a blanket mailing. What that means is that every person on a specific carrier route, every single stop that that truck makes, the post office truck, they get one of these. It doesn't matter. You can't pick. You can't choose. You don't need addresses. You just need carrier routes. It's a blanket mailing. Pros and cons of this are is it's super, super cheap, but you can't really target. Not a big deal. It's so cheap that if done right, you're still getting your name out there. It's putting it out there. You can really put out a lot of pieces for a little bit of dough. So it's a great program for the post office to do. It's postage is incredibly cheap. You don't have to go and get mailing lists. You don't have to do any of that stuff. It's super, super easy. We'll get into the specifics here in just a second with the process, but EDDM for us has always been something that we want to put kind of out into the forefront. Now, I've talked about this 1,000 times, and I'm just some dummy who sits in front of a camera, but if you're putting money into marketing, you have to force yourself to get away from the mindset of being like, oh, I have to spend this. Ooh, you spend $1,000. Oh, I don't want to spend you're not spending $1,000. You're making $10,000, right? Minus the $1,000, you're making $9,000, whatever that is. Whatever amount you're bringing in is what you're really doing. So if I said to you, hey, do you want to make an extra, you know, $10,000? You'd be like, yes, heck yeah. I mean, if you can support that. You'd be like, yeah, of course. Cool. Then I need you to buy these mailers and do this thing. Oh, I can't spend $1,000. The worst thing that anybody can do is stop advertising when they don't have the money to advertise. Now, I'm going to start this by saying that we do at print, WCR's at print, we print EDDM. We print everything, every kind of piece of mail, anything. Prices are amazing. It's absolutely phenomenal. If you haven't checked it out, please do that. But with everything else, EDDM, regardless of what we do, because again, you know, it's not a profit margin for us. The print department is phenomenal, but they're not profiting. It's pretty much at cost. I mean, really. And if you want to check that out, by the way, it's print.windowcleaner.com. Our website's windowcleaner.com. Just add print.windowcleaner. And by the way, if you order from them and say, hey, I heard this on the podcast or whatever, just in the notes, mention it. But anyway, amazing stuff. You could go through, you could pick sizes and all that. But either way, with EDDM, when you take your investment to that, it has to be done right. Because EDDM, and this is a sad story, but this is years ago, I had somebody who messaged me in January and they were like, dude, I am completely broke. I have $18 to my name. I'm like, oh, man. And he's like, so, you know, what I did was I left, there's $18 in my account now, and I took 25, whatever the total was, and I bought EDDM, and I sent them all out. I said, you sent them all out? Yeah, I sent them all out. We'll see what happens. It's like, oh. A, don't send EDDM in January. B, don't send them all to one person. There's like a lot of specifications. Needless to say, the guy did not make it through intern, fortunately, moved on to do something else. So awful decision on that side of it. But EDDM is a process. If you just throw something out there, you're just not going to get anything back. It has to be done a certain way. And what is the process? First off, by the way, I already told you the print.windowcleaner.com. You're going to maybe, if you have a pencil or not, even if you've got a notes app, take this stuff down. I'll give you a second to pull that app up or get your pen out. Okay, it's print.windowcleaner.com. That's where you can buy the EDDM pieces. By the way, they have to be a specific size. Listen to the rest of the episode. And the website for the post office, the EDDM website, is HTTPS, colon, you know, all that stuff. But it's EDDM.USPS.com. EDDM.USPS.com. Now, when you go there or you even search it, it's going to say, okay, we want you to look for routes, right? This program is absolutely phenomenal. Actually, it's really, really good. What it does is it say, you know, your neighborhood, you want to kind of be in, you want a certain area. It pulls up a map and you can hover over the road and it reds all what that zone is, what that route is. And you could see where routes are, where they stop, where they start, where they go. It's really pretty tailored. All you do is click it, select it, and you're good to go. It adds it all up in this kind of account and you create this mailing. And what you're going to do is basically go through, pick your routes. You're going to print your cover sheets from the sites, all does all that, and the thing that you bring in to pay for the postage, if you're paying for it direct and that. Super easy. But the process is you doing the work. And that's the reason why it's only 21.5 cents a piece to mail, which is crazy cheap. By the way, for door knockers, if you're door knocking, understand that when you go to a person's house and knock and they don't answer and you maybe leave something, you just save 21.5 cents. That's why door knocking sucks. And you upset everybody that did answer the door. Anyway, I'll get into that at another time. Trying to be okay with the door knockers. But it does everything for you. But you have to do the legwork, right? When you click things, you print it. You have to take the pieces and bundle them. And bundling, basically, it'll tell you in 50s or 100s of what you have to do. And you have to count them out. So say you're doing a 50-count bundle. Count 50 of the pieces that you print. We'll get into that. Print.windowcleaner.com. You do all that. By the way, that site is new. That's the only reason I'm bringing it up so much, because most people don't know about it yet. And it's phenomenal. They did amazing. Anyway. So you get all those, count 50 of them, put a thick rubber band on, you put a cover sheet on, and it has to be in a postal flat, which is a box, which you've probably seen them, the ones that everybody seems to steal and you got like car parts in them. They're like Coroplast kind of boxes. You got to have them in one of those. And you have to have them in batches. That cover sheet has on there the route that it goes on, how many pieces, all that good stuff. And what basically happens is that the postal carrier has that bin sitting on their passenger seat or middle console or whatever. And then they go up to a place. They say, oh, this is the route. This is the thing. They grab all the mail for that person. They take your piece and anybody else who's doing EDDM, put it in there and put it in the mailbox. That's why it has to be counted and done up, because they just take one, boom, boom, boom. Anything that's left, they pitch. So you got to kind of like, you know, count for reals, right? And it's just that easy. It's just every single person gets a mailer on that route. So you pick the route, you pick the number, you pick how many you want to do. You could do, I think, as little as like 300. I think the maximum, I haven't checked this lately, but the maximum a few years ago was 5,000 pieces a day. I think, is the max, which is a ton of pieces. A ton of pieces. When you look at how this process works, I'll explain it in a second. It 5,000 is a ton. It's a ton. But the process is super simple. Start to finish, incredibly simple, but you do the legwork. But it's easy work. And think about what a normal stamp is, 60-something cents now. Just bought stamps, I don't know. But it's a lot. You're only paying 21.5 cents. But the piece has to be specific. And what does the piece have to look like? Now, if you go to that print-out window cleaner, golly, this is not supposed to be an ad for them. But anyway, if you go there, any of the selections, just like a lot of the printers, they make it really easy. So you can see in the section of postcards which sizes are EDDM accepted. So it has to be a specific size postcard. And there's a little bit smaller ones and a little bit bigger ones. Which one works best? I like the bigger one. And the reason is, and both of them do great, but I always find that the bigger piece, like if you have a piece this big, they can just tuck it in the mail in the envelopes and put it in. But if it's bigger than this, they have to like fold it around, put the mail inside. And everybody's like, oh, my piece is folded. Yeah, who cares? Who cares if it's folded? But now everybody sees it because all their mail's in it. And you can decide it's, I mean, very, very cheap between the two. It's just what you want to do. But the size has to be specific. And the layout has to be specific. Now, you can find all of this on that website from the post office itself. That's the eddm.usps.com. They'll tell you the specifics, and it's a little bit confusing because they say you got to have the minimum width of this, but a maximum of this, and a minimum of this, so you have to like kind of be in there, right? And when you go to print houses, there's not like every increment all the way up. Usually it's kind of spaced because they're like, okay, we'll give you a few options, and when we cut them, we know that this is the size sheet that we can get X amount of pieces out of. Remember, when you do full bleed, by the way, we're going to nerd out a little bit on print. When you do full bleed, you know how I have nothing close enough to grab. You know how the like color goes all the way to the edge and you can't do that on your printer? Well, the reason is because they actually print it to here and then they cut it in the mark. It's called a full bleed or a bleed. And they cut the bleed off. And that's how you can go to the edge. So they need to know when they're printing. So say you have a 4x6 postcard, which by the way is not EDDM, but a little 4x6. They know they can fit, say, you know, 10 of those wide. So then they know if I'm printing this much, I know this is the sheets. They print in big sheets and cut it down. Anyway, that's why they're specific sizes. Now, on top of the sizes, they have like thickness restrictions, which you're not really going to run into. Just do postcard. But they have insignia restrictions. So an EDDM piece has to be done a certain way. And it has to be labeled, which you can just print it. When you print, so say you're doing like a mailing list, you have to print labels, stick the labels on. You don't have to do that with EDDM because EDDM is always sent to the postal customer or current resident, right? And there doesn't have to be an address. So the insignia has to say that it's EDDM. It has to be printed a certain way in a certain format, has to say a certain thing, has to be in a certain spot on the postage piece, which is quarter bottom right. And the insignia itself, like the stamp, like the fake stamp, you know, some stuff's already printed, you know. This is exactly it. You print everyone like that. And it just says your EDDM thing. Now, what happens is instead of like a bulk permit, if you've heard of that, which by the way, if you haven't had your caffeine yet and you're listening to this, this is going to be an information-filled podcast, so I apologize. By the way, if you're watching the video, this is liquid death water, not beer, that I'm drinking. But my mouth is so dry this morning. Anyway, so when you do a bulk permit, which you've probably heard that phrase, you have to apply for a permit, and then anything you do gets your insignia, so you don't have to do stamps. It makes it easier. You get a little bit of a savings, and it's its own program. But bulk permitting still has to be sent to specific addresses, where EDDM does not. And just like bulk permitting, you have like an insignia, you get to use the EDDM insignia, meaning that like fake printed on stamp, meaning that when you go to the post office to hand it to them, you pay for all of it. And that's how they get their money. So if I put a stamp on a letter, I could throw it in a mailbox because I bought the stamp. I've already given them their money. You can't do that with EDDM. You have to drop it off at that zip code. Now, if your zip code's 12345 and you have a mailing list for 12345 and 12346, you can't bring it all there. Again, you're the one doing the work. You have to bring it to each of the zip codes. Again, not the end of the world, especially for the savings, but that's exactly it. Incredibly easy. When you have the piece printed in the right size with the right thing, that's the restrictions right there. The rest of the card can say whatever it wants. And I'll get into that in a second, but I have to stop and do a quick shameless plug because it's spring. If you need supplies, that is literally what I do for a living, for a real living. Like, I buy my food and hair gel and everything else with that. And a lot of you I talked about in the beginning, let me put your orders in. And I want to have you put your orders in. Every order, big or small, literally. We ship free over $49. So I say try to get it to that so we pay the shipping. We lose so much in shipping every year. But it's great for you guys. So, but all you have to do is just shoot me a text and just say, yo, Jersey, it's in my cart. Click save this cart and text me, 862-312-2026. That is my number. That's my cell phone. Save it. And I have a sneak peek for you if you're watching the video. Hold on 1 second. Okay. As you know, I don't do edits in videos. So if you're listening to this, I just walked away. That's all. The American Window Cleaner Magazine, God, I'm so excited about this. But the new issue is in print. We're looking at changing printers possibly. So we got a early copy of the newest issue that is in print right now. And the entire design is completely different. If you're watching on the video, you can find it. I'm going to do some videos on this. But the inside layout of the entire magazine is different. I mean, the way the articles are structured in here, the layout, the look, the everything is completely different. Our new layout guy is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Look at this. Look at this stuff. I mean, it is... I'm so excited. It's so good. But basically, if you haven't gotten a subscription yet, go to awcmag.com. Get yourself a subscription because the new magazine is absolutely amazing. My homie T Squeegee, look at these. The layout is, anyway, go get it. awcmag.com is phenomenal. If you haven't, if you already subscribed, you're going to get the new copy, the new issue as soon as it comes out. So go do that. And again, let me put your orders in. Shameless plug done. Okay. So anyway, we talked about how you get the stuff. You talked about how you have to insignia and all of that. And by the way, that USPS site that I gave you has all of these instructions on there too. We're just kind of giving you a little bit more of an understanding. That is the boring stuff, but let's get into the actual interesting part. There is a way to make it work. Like I said, if you just send a piece of junk mail one time, nothing happens. Your ROI usually is really pretty not great, okay? It's just junk mail. I mean, it is. We're just sending ads. You think it's valuable, but, you know, you getting it. But there's a way to make it work where, remember, we're always trying to focus on buying triggers. We're always trying to help our customer understand that they want this or need this. They also need to understand that we're the best choice. There's a lot of little pieces in the buying process. Now, not everybody is going to be your customer. We know that, right? There's some people who do it themselves. There's some people who, you know, maybe don't have the money for the luxury. There's some people who just don't get it done or don't care. But there's a lot of people who do, right? And EDDM hits all of them. And I'll tell you, for sure, If you're doing EDDM, the biggest way you can screw it up, for anybody who's done it and been like, it didn't work, I'll tell you, what you did wrong was probably an EDDM piece. You need to send the exact same piece to the exact same people 3 weeks in a row. And you're like, whoa, that's a lot. Okay. If you go and buy 3,000 pieces, that is not 3,000 different people. You're going to send that to 1,000 people each time. 1,000 people this week, 1,000 people the same route, same carrier, same everything next week, and the same everything the week after. 3 weeks in a row. And you go, well, yeah, but I want to change it. Or, oh, man, well, I don't want to send it too soon. That no one remembers how close. Nobody's like, oh, my gosh, this guy's just sending me. What they do understand is subliminally they've seen it before. And it's such a close window that they remember that they've seen it. Now, they don't remember where they've seen it. They don't remember that it was the same piece of mail. They just remember when they see it, they're like, oh, these guys. First off, they say, man, these guys are everywhere. Because I can't remember the last time where they saw it, but they're seeing the exact same thing. That familiar thing kicks in. And familiarity, which I just butchered the word. By the way, if you are still watching and you're on YouTube, tell me what word you cannot say or spell, no matter how hard you try. And that is one for me. Anyway. but anyway, so each person understands that they've seen it, but they can't really kind of, right? So they see it once, it just goes in their brain. See it again, close enough. Do not do long spaces. Close enough. They're like, oh man, these must be the people that, you know, Sam was talking about. It's got to be, right? The third time they see it, they're like, oh man, this is, yeah, I got to get windows. I've been thinking about window cleaning. Well, they don't remember that, well, they were thinking about it only because they saw our ad the last time, right? So what happens is we help break through the noise by doing it that way. If you don't, you're not going to have the greatest ROI, return on investment. With mailing, you want to send it there that many times because the first time we'll say do 0.2 ROI. The next time we'll do 0.5. And the next time we'll do 1%. And by the way, when you're looking at like how much money could you make, here's how you figure that out. If you send 1,000 pieces and you do 1,000 pieces, yes, three times. So you're sending 3,000 pieces. I'm going to do this quick math. But say you're averaging 1%, which could be a little high depending on your piece or the time of year. It could be a little bit low depending on the piece of the year. But say you send 1,000 people the postcard 3,000 times. Does that make sense, right? Not 3,000. You send out 3,000 pieces to the same people, 1,000 people, one time every, you know what I'm saying. What you're trying to do is create a purchase from them that allows them to pay for and give you profits on a posting, mailing, right? So, I'm doing the math right now. 1,000 times point. Okay, so we got 2.5 plus 5 plus 10. So in the idea, if all those numbers I babbled about work, you send 1,000 customers the same piece. You sent 3,000 pieces. Okay? You're following me? 3,000 pieces, but to 1,000 people 3 weeks in a row. By the time it's done, with the first one doing like 0.25%, this next one doing 0.5%, and the next one doing 1%, even numbers, you're going to get 17.5 new customers out of that. Now, there's lots of variables, but this is just like a scenario. Don't hold me to it. What's your average ticket? If your average ticket is $300, that's no add-ons, by the way, always add-on. That's just your average ticket. That means you're going to bring in $5,250 in new work. You're bringing in $5,250 worth of new work. Now, with all of that, we're looking at the total amount that you've made on top of that. Because here's the thing. If you're doing the dentist close, that means that those 17 and a half customers, we'll say 17, will be doing it every 6 months. So you just brought in $5,000 of work every 6 months now. You're starting to see where this is like, okay, well, if I did that 10 times, I'd bring in $50,000 worth of new work every 6 months, right? You're seeing where this can kind of work. Now, when people go back and they go, well, you know, I don't want to spend that money. You see where the flawed theory is on that, right? You see where you have an issue in you're not spending money, but making it. Now, again, on even numbers, let's talk about if I buy the piece and I pay the shipping, it's going to cost me about $750 to send that out, right? These are just even numbers. So on those things, you're at $5,250 minus $750. You just profited $4,500. So when somebody's talking, and by the way, you can't do this in January. You got to do it right. You can't put big spaces. You got to do it right. But when people are like, well, I can't spend $750. Okay. Like, I understand that maybe you can't spend that, but could you make $4,500? Yes. That's what we're doing. Now, in EDDM, if it's part of your plan, you get stuff that works, you've tried different things in different areas, and man, you're starting to get that ROI great. Imagine if you did that. Every week, you were sending to somebody. When those first three are done, the next week you send to another 1,000 people, 3 weeks in a row. Every 3 weeks, you're bringing in $5,200 worth of new work. You see where that is part of the marketing calendar. That's how it all works. If you just throw out one thing one time, you go, well, this thing I made is great. It's not. Get a template, something that's been proven, and send it out. A big piece, which I'll touch on a little bit, talk to print, don't talk to me. But some of the things I really like to put on the postcard itself is something catchy, cool, funny, a picture, something to catch people. Like not just, oh, I'm cleaning a window, it's boring, something interesting. And then on the back, I always, always list prices. And I list prices because I want to have a better, more qualified customer coming to me. And so there's always little spots for coupons and people do $50 off. Don't do that. Do prices, you know, whatever. So I do 20 windows for $199, right? Gutter cleaning starting at $299. Free screen cleaning with your first service. Something. Don't do a value or percentage or a coupon. Do just an explanation of the pricing. Because A, if I think my window cleaner is going to be $12 and I find out they're $200, now I'm not going to call them. And they're not going to waste your time and you're not going to waste their time. It's a better, more qualified lead. They already know pricing. They already know ballpark. That's the way to do it. You can also have an expiration on that because it's not a coupon. It's explaining that right now until May 30th, May 15th, whatever, June 1st, this is the price. And now you know you have to get the piece out because that expiration is on there. And then what you'll have also is with an expiration, people calling you in July like, hey, I got this piece and I didn't realize it was June. Can I still get that price? It's up to you. You want to say, yeah, do it. It's your company. That's the process from start to finish. That is the pieces you need. That is where you get them. That is the price. That is everything. Now, we dumbed it down. Obviously, there's more to it. But if you're looking for something that could bring in something, and you really are like, okay, I know I can bring in customers, SEO, by far, is always the best return on investment you could possibly do for your money with the right company. You have to use a good company. But EDDM should be in there. Facebook ads should be in there. AdWords should be in there. There's so many pieces to this puzzle. All these little pieces start going. That's where you start bringing in these guys that are growing and double their company. How are they doing that? That's how. They're doing it all. You're not. Maybe you are. Most of you aren't. So if you want to try it, it's definitely worth trying. Last time I say this, I swear, go to print.windowcleaner.com. And that's like, you can find everything. Anyway, the print people are super awesome. I have nothing to do directly with Steve or Jillian, or like they're not, they don't live where I live. They're in New York also. Super awesome though. Amazing people to deal with. I've had Steve on the show a bunch of times. Jill has been part of it for so long. She's so helpful. Anyway, go and get your stuff. They also can help with design. There's also templates. Just go do that. Real quick, if you made it this far, I think it's already booked, but I do have one slot. If you know, I don't talk about it. I'm always booked out anyway, but I have personal coaching. I do that. It is a weekly call with just me and you. I have one slot open right now, as far as I know. So if it is something you want to do in personal coaching, let me know. Shoot me a text. I'll get you the info on that. Also, I'm a rep for windowcleaner.com. So please do let me know what I can do for you, how I can put your orders in. Ask away. Questions, anything, save my number. 862-312-2026 is my cell. And man, I'm excited, if you couldn't already tell, for the new magazine. It is coming out soon. So go and get the subscription now. If you haven't yet, I don't know what the heck you're waiting for, but this is where all the stickers come from. This is where all the posters come from, and the articles, and the, yes, you are a window cleaner. This is your college. This is why you're watching or listening to a podcast about window cleaning. Get the magazine. Be serious about what you're doing. And I'm telling you, it's going to come back tenfold. So go do that. It's awcmag.com. It's the American Window Cleaner Magazine. And it is totally revamped. I'm super stoked. Go and do that. Until next week, if you haven't yet, try EDDM. Could be absolutely amazing for you. But either way, go out there and be epic.